The Three Strikes is back. Some slight amendments in the iteration. It will apply to crimes with sentences longer than 24 months. Judges will have more discretion. So does it work? Criminal defence lawyer John Munro's with us on this. John, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Out of 10, you love it. One, it's a dog.
Tough question. Look, I think that going back to evidence really is about third strikes. Is there's conflicting evidence that it actually works. I think that's where my view lies.
And when you say it's conflicting, is it no one seems to know? I mean, there must have been a person somewhere, sometime, who got his third strike or her third strike and they're in jail because of it.
It hasn't taken place long enough in New Zealand for studies to actually have a good look at whether it works in New Zealand. So we're relying on overseas studies. And the studies, at least in California, where most of them are coming from, are saying, some studies, in fact, saying that it increases crime. But it's conflicting overall in those studies out of California.
The changes that they've made, longer sentences, bit of discretion from the judges, if you were to go down the side of it's got a possibility, does that help it or not?
It does help it. If there's more discretion to judges, that will help it.
If you look at all that we're facing in terms of crime, the counter to this is we can't do any worse than we are. Would that be fair or not?
Not really, no. I mean, I think that, again, the evidence shows that longer sentences or tough-on-crime policies doesn't lead to a reduction in crime, and it also doesn't lead to a reduction in recidivism. So we're in a tough one because there's an obvious tension between the community wanting to be safe.
Yeah.
And trying to do the right thing, keeping the community safe, but also punish people properly. And there's a real tension there. There always will be one. But we've got to try and find new ways to do it rather than just going back to the old stuff about getting tough on crime.
How many, see, I can hear the audience listening to that and, you know, grimacing as we speak. How many people in your position would agree with you? In other words, the legal fraternity in general are not a fan of this overall.
No, I think you're exactly right, Mike. I think you'd find a large proportion of the legal fraternity do not agree with it. And that's a very large proportion.
What does that say about the legal fraternity versus the wider public then? And in that is the great crux.
Well, I think the legal fraternity are probably best placed to comment on it because they see it firsthand. They see how it works in practice with the law. And the public, I think, take their view from, I guess, media sometimes. They see really horrific crimes in the media and they think, well, that guy is, or that girl is, should, you know, throw away the key and lock them up. I mean, and that's a person's instant reaction, even a lot of defence barristers.
Yeah.
But we really need to pause and slow down and just look at individual cases, I think, and make sure that they meet the ends of justice.
Appreciate your time very much, John Munro. It's interesting, isn't it? I posed the question earlier on this morning, whether it's the media goes fires people who, you know, just don't like these sort of things, so that's the sort of voice you hear, or you hear what you've just heard from him. And there is clearly a gap between those. And you can't argue that it's not like they're not expert in the field. It's not like they don't live and breathe this stuff day in, day out. Same with judges. So it's interesting, isn't it?
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.